Like most precious things, gratitude is vulnerable. We easily forget that gratitude exists because sometimes things come to us gratis, without price or payment. When that happens, we should feel a pleasant sense of the worth of what we've received and the goodwill behind it. This pleasant sense is what we call gratitude. Then, spontaneously rising from this pleasant sense, come expressions of delight. We feel constrained with joy to acknowledge the gift and the goodwill behind it, and to express how good we feel about the gift and the heart of the giver. Gratitude corresponds to grace, gratis. This is true even when we feel thankful for something we have paid for. We sense that what we bought might have been disappointing in spite of our having enough money to buy it. It might not have been in such good condition, or it might not have been the exact one we wanted, or someone might have bought it before we did, or the transaction might have been harsh, or the timing might have been wrong for our intended use, or the price might have gone up just after we bought it. In other words, gratitude is not the feeling that we have been shrewd in the way we get things. It is the emotion that rises joyfully in response to something gratis, even in our purchases. The birthplace of the debtor's ethic. But right at this point, there lurks a danger. There is an impulse in the fallen human heart, all our hearts, to forget that gratitude is a spontaneous response of joy to receiving something over and above what we paid for. When we forget this, what happens is that gratitude starts to be misused and distorted as an impulse to pay for the very thing that came to us gratis. This terrible moment is the birthplace of the debtor's ethic. The debtor's ethic says, "Because you have done something good for me, I feel indebted to do something good for you." This impulse is not what gratitude was designed to produce. God meant gratitude to be a spontaneous expression of pleasure in the gift and the goodwill of another. He did not mean it to be an impulse to return favors. If gratitude is twisted into a sense of debt, it gives birth to the debtor's ethic, and the effect is to nullify grace. Don't misunderstand me. Gratitude itself does not nullify grace. It exalts in grace. It was created by God to echo grace. Even the thought that it can be twisted to serve evil shocks some people and makes them shrink back. Make no mistake. I exalt gratitude as a central biblical response of the heart to the grace of God. The Bible commands gratitude to God as one of our highest duties. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name." Psalm 100, verse 4. God says that gratitude glorifies him. "The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me." Psalm 50, verse 23. In spite of being vulnerable to misuse in the debtor's ethic, gratitude is not guilty. We all know what the debtor's ethic is, even if we've never called it this. Suppose you invite me over for dinner. It is certainly right for me to feel gratitude. But oh, how easily we distort this spontaneous response of joy into an impulse to pay back. You gave me an invitation, and now I owe you one. When our virtue, toward other people or toward God, is born out of this sense of paying back, we are in the grip of the debtor's ethic. What's gone wrong? It's not wrong to feel gratitude when someone gives us a gift. The trouble starts with the impulse that we now owe a gift. What this feeling does is turn gifts into legal currency. Subtly, the gift is no longer a gift, but a business transaction, and what was offered as free grace is nullified by distorted gratitude.